Part 17, Chapter 3.
"We,"
said Johnny,
"are going to Africa."
Dr. McKendrick looked up from his task of removing the cast from Thor's arm, a little startled. All the wounded Scots but Thor had left the underground hospital. Thor's arm had had to be rebroken and set, but now it was fine, and with Thor gone, the hospital would be empty, save for Johnny. Dr. Allen had returned to Scotland to care for his practice, and Dr. McKendrick had been thinking of doing so as well. As he finished cracking off the cast, Dr. McKendrick said,
"We?"
"Yes. You are a bone man, but you're also a neurosurgeon, I think they call it."
Dr. McKendrick looked at the tall young man, standing there leaning on his cane. He liked this young man. He liked him very much. His practice was being run at home by a competent young doctor, and he supposed that arrangement could continue. He had thought a little vacation might be appropriate before taking up his tools in the Aberdeen cave. But Africa? Thor was flexing his arm, looking very pleased. McKendrick told him all about what exercises he must now do to keep his muscles from collapsing. It looked like a pretty good job of bone setting this time. Johnny beckoned, and McKendrick followed him as he hobbled into a sick room Johnny had been using as an office. An old operating table was covered with papers, photographs, and books.
"I need some dead cyclos, and I need some live cyclos."
Thor, in the doorway, laughed.
"I shouldn't think you'd have any trouble with the dead ones. There's nearly 1,000 somewhere around the compound."
"Sorry. They dumped them in a mile-deep mine shaft, and the shaft is so shaky it's a risk to fly down it. I've spent the whole last week looking for dead cyclos."
"There is the Chamco pier,"
said Dr. McKendrick.
"Sorry again. The council, for some reason of its own, had the bodies burned."
"Just what is the problem here?"
"You ever stop to wonder why the Intergalactic Mining Company always shipped bodies home? They don't want dead cyclos lying about."
"The parson,"
said Thor,
"cut up the pair we found in the plane."
"He wasn't looking for what I'm looking for."
Dr. McKendrick smiled.
"Autopsies on dead cyclos? Johnny, it wouldn't be a full day unless you astonished me with something."
He was referring to an incident a week ago when he was sewing up Johnny's cheek. The needle had been a little dull, and Johnny, in reflex, had reached up with his right hand and gripped his wrist to make him ease off. McKendrick had felt a bit contrite about the arm and leg. He had feared that he might have injured something when he operated. But the sudden movement of the arm and hand had told him that it was a matter of getting back into communication rather than physical damage. Johnny had tried to do it again, voluntarily, and couldn't.
"Must be like learning to wiggle your ears,"
Johnny had said.
"All you have to do is find the right muscles to pull. And how?"
McKendrick supposed he really should stay around and help Johnny recover.
"Well,"
said McKendrick, motivated more by the possibility of being able to help Johnny's arm and leg than by any real interest in autopsies on dead cyclos.
"I guess I could go along, but why Africa?"
Johnny smiled and beckoned Thor nearer.
"There's a live, operating, untouched cyclo mine there."
Thor gasped.
"We missed?"
"It isn't a full-fledged mine site. It is a branch mine of the central mine site near what used to be called Lake Victoria. Here."
And he showed them on the map.
"Over to the west of there, way deep in jungle, there was, and is, a tungsten mine. The cyclos are mad for tungsten."
He circled an area.
"All this is jungle. On the pictures, it looks like tall, tall trees making a total umbrella. Thousands of years of growth. A recon drone doesn't even penetrate into that vast area of swamp. We chose our targets from recon drone maps, and yes, we missed. It's my bet they're still sitting there listening to the strange chatter on the pilot planetary, keeping their furry cyclo heads down and waiting for a chance to break out."
Thor smiled.
"That's sort of grim, Johnny. We go down and shoot them just to get some dead bodies?"
"I don't want just dead bodies. I also want some live ones. There's a graduate engineer or six at every mine site."
"And what?"
asked McKendrick.
"Are these autopsies supposed to show?"
I don't know. So, will you gather up your scalpels and come along?
You're not telling me everything.
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm not. This is very secret. We will state we are going to make a tour of some tribes. And if you go, Thor, you can even visit some and pretend to be me the way you used to at the Lode.
This sounds very hush-hush.
It is.
Johnny had not liked the way things were going with the Council. It was passing lots of laws. One couldn't keep up. And he wasn't invited there anymore.
And you're trying to solve?
Why the Chamcos committed suicide.
And why he was making no progress trying to untangle the mathematics of teleportation. For a week now, he had been going round and round and getting nowhere. He didn't know exactly what he was looking for, but it had to be there, whatever it was.
So, Africa?
Africa.
Well, Africa.